I haven't spoken for some time. I was inspired to speak again. I was at the Hasna in London a couple of weeks ago. Came to me a Yidin Gateshead, and he said, "You know what you said in Start the Day a few years ago? I heard it then on the phone. You wanted to ask me a kasha on it." So, if it's a Torah for nationwide Torah, then it's a shame not to speak. We're still in the week after Parsha Zocha and Purim. I wanted to speak a bit about who does Amalek target? Amalek, we know, is a thing we have to wipe out. From his line, Zocha Reisash is also Lecho Amalek. But says from Israel, Kocho Baderech. Vayizanev, Ashekocho Baderech, Vayizanev, Becho. Shetim Rishonim is Rosh Tevis, Asher, Kedishonu, Bamitzvoisa, Vetzivonu, Remez Lemegilla. Shetim Rishonim. Ashekocho Baderech, Vayizanev, Becho, Kola Necheshulim Achrecho. So Rashi often not. Who was Necheshulim Achrecho? Necheshulim Achrecho were those that were outside the Onon. They weren't in the Onon. Nani Akoved was guarding Klal Yisrael. Outside the Onam were those that were outside the Onam because they had Avodah Zorah together with them. It was Machne Don that the Onam wouldn't accept, because the Onam was Azoi Kodosh. It wouldn't accept those that were, the people with Avodah Zorah with them. So they were outside the Onam, and those were the ones that Amalek managed to kill. HaNechasholim Achreach, or the Shvacher ones. Some people say they were Mitzuroim. Necheshulim. Necheshulim is a word which can be twisted the letters. Necheshulim, Ches, Shein, Lamed. Ches, Shein, Lamed is Necheshulim, is Ches, Lamed, Shein. Cholash. Cholash is Shvach. So Amalek targeted the weak ones of Klal Yisrael. Not just the weak ones in Gashmi, it's the weak in Ruchnius. The Oiv, the Avodah Zorah. Those are the ones that Amalek managed to kill. V'lo yorelekim, so Rashi says it goes on Amalek, and Rishonim say it goes weiter. V'lo yorelekim goes on those that Amalek killed with those that were lo yorelekim. Come to us today that we make all Zocha Shos Amalek, Simba Ozna Yeshua, you have to remember, and you have to remember, remember. What do we have to remember? Just imagine. We have to remember that Amalek came and he killed Shvacha, you know, those that we wouldn't really care about. Those that were over the Avodah Zorah. He went and killed those that were over the Avodah Zorah. Nicht unsere Menschen. He killed the over the Avodah Zorah. Just imagine. Nevertheless, we have to make a ganze Zocha Shosu Amalek. And then we have the Maaseh Megillah, which is the same thing again. Maaseh Megillah, who, why, the Gemara is up, why was the Maaseh Megillah, why were they Chayev Kloya? Because Nenu Mesilas Achashverosh. You think everybody in Klal Yisrael is Nenu Mesilas Achashverosh? So Gwen Motcha Tzadik, Gwen Tzadikim, Gwen. Now, these people were Nenu Mesilas Achashverosh. These people were Meshach Velitzelet. So we have a whole Yontav and a whole Zechira and a Mitzvah to remember the Shlechts that Amalek did to who? To these people who are people which we wouldn't associate ourselves with. People who would think that they're schwach. So why is it like that? Obviously, without saying too much of a Lomdische Teretz, obviously the Teretz must be that Amalek starts with them, and as he goes after them, he comes to us as well. After Amalek goes, he starts with those that are schwach, and then once he's made a little loch, he would continue through the Onon to us as well. But we see here the gewaltige Achrayas was Yidden have to have for everybody in Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing as saying that these parts of Klal Yisrael are not unsere Cheshbon. They're not ours. They're not things. Like somebody once said that they heard there was a bomb in, I don't know where, in Mexico there was a bomb. So he says, was they Yidden? Yeah, Yidden. Who what can? No, Frey Yidden. Yeah, so what? So the Amalek also only went to a few Frey Yidden. So it's not an excuse. That's the answer is Chash. The most Amalek targets the vulnerable, the weak, and then Cholila he would continue. So just that's Hakdoma to like to say a few stories. the Yetzirah always works like that. The Yetzirah also starts with a person only when he's weak. It doesn't start with the person on the best when he's in a good mood. He starts with the person who does his amalek. Once he's got the person to do what he wants when he's in a weak mood, then he'll go to him, he'll get him in a better mood as well. The most vulnerable of times, that's when amalek will get to the person, the Yetzirah will get to the person. And the most vulnerable of types of people, and that's avada, children. The first person amalek would go to would be the children. Nowadays it's very common, everybody knows that children have been outspoken as they are vulnerable people, and we have to look after them, we have to care for them. When we hear all the schlechts that the goyim do to the children, now it's been made big about it. Klal Yisrael knew this already thousands of years ago. Long years ago, Sagavaldige Gemara of Basra, 2-3 weeks ago in the Fayomi, the Gemara zokt hazoi. The Gemara zokt as somebody has a taina, he's got a taina that Yenna's chepering him, Yenna's disturbing him. Gemara has subdot in the second period. So he's got a taina, you come to the bezin, Yenna's disturbing him because of this reason, he's got machines going all night, I can't sleep. Is it a taina? Is it not a taina? Then the Mishnah says, he can't taina that there's people learning. Tinoikas are learning, the Gemara says. He can't taina tinoikas, children are learning. So this means, it doesn't say learning in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, he can't taina mikoila tinoikas, from the coil of the tinoikas. So the Gemara, what does it mean, mikoila tinoikas? The Gemara thought maybe it means the noise they make, like blaring music at 12 o'clock at night on Purim. So is that not a taina to taina that maybe they're making too much noise? So the Gemara says, it doesn't mean that. It means mikoila tinoikas that are learning. So the Gemara lo yinitzucha ela letakonas Yeshua ben Gamla. So the Gemara, what was the takon of Yeshua ben Gamla? So takonas Yeshua ben Gamla, excuse me, was the Klal Yisraels didn't have to wait till 1870 for the Education Act. Yeshua ben Gamla already gemacht the Education Act already in the times of the Gemara, hundreds, thousands of years ago. Was given. Everybody that could learn, learnt with his child. Everybody that was a Oisha, didn't have time to learn with his child, so he hired a Rebbe to learn with his child. So the Gemara, people that they didn't have a father to learn with them, they were Yisoyimim, the father was busy, so they didn't learn. So Yeshua ben Gamla was Masakan, that they should make, in every big town, they should make a Cheder where people should learn. And they went in there when they were 15, 16 years old. So the Gemara, they went in with 56 years old, and the Rebbe was a Rebbe. And the Rebbe, geschlagen those that weren't, he hit those that weren't learning. So the Talmud, he hit his Rebbe and he ran out. It's too late to start at 15, 16 at the Gemara. So they decided, Sishkeitza, we don't make big universities, big colleges in big towns. In every little town, you start off when they're 5 years old and you make a Rebbe to learn with them. And this is Takonas Yeshua ben Gamla. This is a Gmoidika Takona, was Yeshua ben Gamla of a sacking event. And if you say, I can't learn because I can hear that, I can't sleep because I can hear that Tinoikas learning, Sinishka Teretz. Zok the Ol Hashulchan. Very interesting. See, he says, so this is a takona that the community has to supply a rebbe for each child. Now, the takona was never made for the ashirim that can support the children anyway. The takona was made, the Gemara is up for Yisoyimim that can't support the children. That was the takona made. And the money has to come from Kupas HaKol. The Kol has to arrange it. Just like the community, the Kol, has to arrange that there should be a rov, there should be a mikveh, there should be an Eruv, there should be all the important things that a town has to make. Included in that is that they have to make a cheder where yida, little children who are otherwise vulnerable, they go in the streets and they won't learn, they won't know, they have to be learning Torah, they have to make sure there's a role, a community cheder. That was the Tikkun of Yeshua Meganda. Zod al Chashulcham, Abazoya Osher will say, I pay anyway to the Kupas HaKol. I've got my direct debit every week to the Kupas HaKol. So why do I need to pay for a melamed in the cheder? So the Chashulcham, no, Hatshuva al Zeh, Durak Oni Yochel Loi Mekein, Tim Loi Kein, Loi Yekesef Lanyim. Ozo Shtekro al Chashulcham, Astam Balabai, Soy Osher has to pay for the Rebbe. Those that can't pay, that's the Tikkun that it comes from, the Kupas HaKol. So this is made, that moedik achrayas that we have to have for the children in the community. Clearly we can bring an akasha on the Gemara. The Gemara creates akasha. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to say, I can't sleep because the children are making too much noise learning. So the Gemara, what does this mean? Because of the tikkun of Yeshua ben Gamla. So why does the Gemara have to say, because of the tikkun of Yeshua ben Gamla? I mean, and if there wouldn't have been Yeshua ben, let's imagine. So we have a Rebbe who's learning here with 10 Talmidim, and they're making a gewaldige noise, even without Yeshua ben Gamla, or Yeshua's children, or somebody that decided to learn with children, and the people next door over there can't sleep, so they're timing, I can't sleep. So finished, a good teretz. Why do we need Nitzuchel Yeshua ben Gamla? That if somebody is teaching Torah, it's a very nice thing to do, to teach Torah. But as long as he's teaching Torah on a private basis, then maybe my sleep is also choshev. I know Talmud Torah is tonight kulam, but my sleep is very choshev, and your Torah is very choshev. So you can't disturb my sleep just because you're learning. You've got your private enterprise learning Torah with Bochem, you're a rabbi, and you're a Rosh Hashiva, whatever, and you're learning with Bochem, and I need to sleep as well. I've also got what to do tomorrow. Once it became a takona of Yeshua ben Gamla, does it goes up the Gemara, that learning Torah b'rabim becomes a chiyuv on the kol, so then it's a different story. If we go around here collecting to build a new mikveh, and we go around here collecting for some other things, we say, I'm sorry, this is a takona of the kol, this is much more important. So you see that a private person learning, no, be quiet, let me sleep. Other learning which is instituted by the kol to look after every single child in the community, thus is mevet, more important than learning. Thus is the achrayas that we have. So somebody that learns with Talmidim is a very nice thing to do. I remember in Gates said, there used to be two bochem, they used to sit during the afternoon seder from the higher shiurim, and they used to answer the kashas, and they were called avodas hakodesh. And then they had two other yugalai that came in from the, maybe only in my days, not in your days, that came in from the koil, and they used to come in and they used to answer kashas. They used to also, they used to go around up and down, big tamid chachomim, and they were called shoyle meshivs. So they once asked Rabbi Leib Ruvitz, Chayin Levrocha on Purim, why are they called Shoyle Meshevs and they are called Avodas HaKodesh? He said, because the younger light that used to come and used to get paid. So they're not Avodas HaKodesh. They are Shoyle Meshev, that's their job. They ask them kashas and they answer. The Bochim don't get paid, so they're called Avodas HaKodesh. So as long as somebody has got a business enterprise, he has his yeshiva and he takes in Bochim, it's a business enterprise. That's a very nice thing. Don't expect to become, if you want to become a gevir from it, that is not the avodas hakodesh that we're looking for. Rashi says, Shevet Shimon were always poor people because they used to be melamdim, and melamed is meant to be a poor person. I mean, I'm not meant to be avodah, you have to pay him, he has to have panosa, no question about it. But the idea that he has to learn with everybody, which doesn't always let him get a good wage. So does the fact in the takona? The takona was that they have to be avodas hakodesh. The moedik to sefter. Somebody showed me 2 weeks ago. Sefter master sheni. People go to rebbes and to tzidav tzadikim to ask for a brocha. The tesefter master sheni. Mi sho isek ba avodas hakodesh. Yochel lispalo. Can't remember exactly the loshon. The end of master sheni tesefter. He can daven for you utfilosay nishmas. Someone that's oyster can avoid the sakodesh, he can damn you loss of rasagavaldigazati. This is avoid the sakodesh, that he doesn't do it for the money, he doesn't do it because he likes dafka to teach. That's not the idea. The idea is he does it because of his avoid the sakodesh, because he understands the khir that he's got. The Gemara that today we're in the Dal Dhamma base, the Gemara that Reb Safra, he learnt with the Talmud 400 times, and one day he was learning with the Talmud, and the Talmud wasn't working. So he said to the Talmud, why are you not listening today? So he said, because the Rebbe told me at the beginning of the lesson that he has to go somewhere. So the whole time I was thinking that you're going out any minute you're going out. So I didn't hap what you were saying. So he learned with them another 400 times. So they came and they asked him, they came out of Basco, do you want to live 400 years? Do you want to be Chasyomim? Or do you want the whole day to be Zerucha Toilim Abba? And he chose the whole day to be Zerucha Toilim Abba. He got both. He got the whole day to be Zerucha Toilim Abba. And he was also lived for 400 years. So firstly, you see that he always learnt with his Talmud 400 times. This was another 400. And his mashma for the first 400, he wasn't offered this gewaldige schar, because that was normal. That was normal. That was expected. If you are melamed, that's accepted. No, there's no melamed in here. Doesn't matter. Yeah, that was expected. That as a melamed, titavoyd is a kodesh. Why did he get a schar of a riches yom in pinked? Let's push it. Like the master of Chum Sofer. Chum Sofer, they said when he was a child, he used to dam long shem esrus. So they said to him, dam long shem esrus, you'll have no time to learn. So he said, as somebody that davens, davens long shem esrus, the gemara says, marichin loy kamach b'tfilos, so marichin loy yom av shneisof. So he davens long, so he takes off the time, he'll have longer years. So Reb Safra, a normal Malamud would say, I can't learn 400 times, I've got no time, you have to finish the syllabus, the dos and yet. So they showed him, there's enough time, you'll have another 400 years to learn. Svet Zangit, you'll have a long time. So this is the wichtige Sache, that the Malamudim have to know, we all have to know the wichtigkeit for making sure that every child, I'm not saying, I haven't got any more boys in education here, so I can speak already, every child has to have a place where to learn. It's a chiyuv on the kol, it's a chiyuv on everybody to have. So Moishe, once I heard the Meister for Moishe Aaron Stern, Mashgiach used to come always Purim time and used to always feed Tisha Bissel in Mashgiach Yeshiva, then used to give a drush, he was always Heiserik, like I am, if you remember. He always used to speak like this. Agus the Tzaddik, he spoke. He once sent us that story, as there was once a Yosem in the class, and the Rebbe punished the Yosem. The Rebbe punished the Yosem out of all the children, punished the Yosem. So he said, Yosem turned round to the Rebbe, and he opened his mouth, and he said to him, "You punish me, but you don't punish the others, because if you punish the others, end of the week, they won't pay you. The fathers won't pay you. Me, nobody pays for anyway, so you don't care to punish me." He said, "The others, if you punish them, tonight their fathers will see you in shul and they'll shout at you. Me, nobody will shout at, so you don't care to punish me." So he used to repeat always, shout that. Somebody that doesn't care. You don't care to punish those that are. You won't get a thing back up. They say, Meister for Chaim Brisk. Chaim Brisk was in Cheder, and two boys were fighting, and one of them was a Yosem, and the Rebbe hit the Yosem. Chaim Brisk told his father, "I'm not coming back to Cheder anymore." Because the Rebbe chose to hit the one which was vulnerable. Does it Meister Amalek? Amalek goes to the ones that are, those that thing. You're not allowed to treat one different to another. And this goes high. This goes already before they come to Cheder already, before they come to the school. Who you accept in the Cheder also goes like that. So the answer is always that we're full. The answer is we're full. Okay, we're full. You can't accept we're full. So if you're full, you're full. As a shulchanuch, more than 25 people can't have in a class 125 unless the Rebbe has a helfer. In olden times, the Rebbe used to have someone called a behelfer. It was called. It was a behelfer. He used to go around giving the petch out because the Rebbe had to learn. He used to go around. There was one Rebbe and there was one behelfer. So how many you're allowed to have in a class? Till 25, you're allowed to have without a helper. With a helper, you can have more. So this is a common answer when people want to send the room. There's no room. Masking? Okay, it's accepted. There's no room. The question is, how come that somebody else got in when there was no room? Is that child the child of that? So what should we say? That rich person or that other person, that chush of a person, is he invisible? He doesn't take up space because there seems to be room for him. It doesn't make sense as our time. There's no room, is no room. And anyway, who says that person is choshev? Everybody knows why is he called choshev. They are choshev people. Everybody has to remember the Igeres Ramban. Igeres Ramban Zokdach. Igeres Ramban. If somebody, you should always look at everybody else that they're choshev. So he says, "Im chochem oy osher hu." If the other person is a chochem or is a osher, then avadi you have to be mechabadim. And if the person is poor, and you're clever than him, and you're chochem, so the Ramban Zogdach, that if you got somebody in a thing and you say, he's a poor man, he's a schlepper, he's a schnorrer, he's not choshever than you. Shein goes from Ramban. The person has to think this. Nothing to do with children. Whenever he comes and speaks to anybody else, something else, Rambam. It's not easy. A person has to think. It doesn't mean that you have to take this schlepper and make him into the Rosh HaKol and make him into the Prime Minister. It doesn't mean that. Or at least the person should look at the other person in such a way that he should say, if he is, I'm Taka Oisha, I'm Taka Choshev, he's Taka Ezaoni, he's Taka Schlepper. Or with the Master, if he does an Aveda, then it is because he can't, he can't. If I do an Aveda, there's no need for me to do it. So he's Choshev Mincho, he's more Choshev than I am. So who decides who's more Choshev, who's not more Choshev? That's before a child gets into a cheder. And when a child is in a cheder, so Avada has to be looked after. Somebody last week told me a story. I heard this story with two nischos that they came to. I heard it one from one person. I heard they came to the stipler. They came to the stipler and they said to the stipler, they have to throw out this boy. They have to throw out this boy. They came from Yerushalayim. They have to throw out this boy from cheder. Got finished. Out. They have to throw out cheder. Obviously, we're talking about years ago. That means we're not talking, there was no internet and no smartphone or anything. We have to think what chet he could have done in those days. Those days there was no chet to do. But let's say for whatever he did, so he had to be sent out of cheder. So they came to the stipler and they said, stipler, we have to throw him out of cheder. So the stipler said, throwing out of cheder a boy is din nefushus. Din nefushus, you're playing with a nefesh, you're playing with the nefesh of a person. On the other hand, leaving him there, you're playing with the nefoshes of all the other people. I appreciate the taina of the melamed. He's disturbing all the others. So the stipler said, when the Bezdin used to pasken, this is one gus I heard, when the Bezdin used to pasken a shayla of din nefoshes, they used to fast. So go back and fast a whole day, and then you can pasken. So I don't know if whoever wanted a Mrs. Breakfast, if he wanted a pasken the shayla or not, if he wanted a fast. That's one nesach. The other nesach is I came to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish answered that to pasken, to send out a boy is din nefoshes. For that you need a bezin from Chof Gimel. Nowadays there's no bezin of Chof Gimel. Aber to pasken din momenes is good enough for Yochid Mumcha. As that's why I heard the story. I'm a Yochid Mumcha, and I pasken din momenes that not you are not going to be a rabbi. You've got this idea, din momenes. That was the other nusach I heard. Still, I don't know which one. Same story. The Bakat Uvhovitz, Zangazin, Uvhovitz always repeats the story from the Beruch Moshe, the Kashayna Maisa. That they came to the Beruch Moshe, the Friedrich Satmarov, and they came to him, they have to throw this boy out of yeshiva. Finished. Machingatin Alice. We've done everything we can. We have to throw this boy out of you. Which boy? So they told him that. Well, Moshe Goldman, let's call it. Moshe Goldman, Moshe, the son of Pesach Goldman, Moshe Ben Pesach Goldman, we have to throw him out of yeshiva. So the rabbi went through them, this and this. We've tried everything. Everything we've tried. So after 5 minutes talking, the rabbi says to them, what's his name? So they looked at him and they said, what's his name? There was an old man already. So they thought, Moshe Goldman. What are you talking about? Moshe Goldman. Moshe Messi. What's his name? Not his name. His mother's name. Don't know. You don't know his mother's name. And you're saying you've done everything? You haven't even said one capital tefillin. That's what they ever said to them. Yeah, you don't even know his mother's name. See, he was like, I haven't even said a capital tefillin. And you tell me, Moshe Gatin Alice, we've done everything. So you right. So the Malamdim will say that the Gedol Yisrael don't sit in the classroom. They're right as well. Oh, but the Gedol Yisrael, they're the ones. All the stories come to the same idea that to send out somebody and put him in the street is the thing. My brother told me he was with the Rosh Yeshiva once. The Rosh Yeshiva sent out a bocha, Rosh Yeshiva. Before he sent him out, he phoned up a different yeshiva where he thought he'd be more matzliach, and he phoned him up. Would you take this bocha? Oh, but to go to a different yeshiva, which was more for him, better for him. Aber to go in the street, to nishka teretz, to put a bocha in the street, to put a child in the street, the tekon of Yeshua ben Gamla was that Yisoyimim should have where to go. So my nafkamina is Yisoyimim b'chaya av, Yisoyimim not b'chaya av. The teretz is, can't look at, the father's terrible. So if the father's terrible, is that Yosem b'chaya av? What's the difference if he's got no father or if he's got a father that's terrible? But the master, the child's a child. Child needs a place to go. There's no excuses. The child is, once I remember there was a manal didn't want to accept a child. Now this child was from a family that the older brothers went to this cheder. But this child was taka, a wilde child, terrible child. He didn't want to accept the child. So I went to the manal and I said to him, excuse me, if it be your child, what would you do? You know, I mean, people have children, and the fourth, fifth child is a problem with the child. So what? This having a child is still your child. It's your son. It's not Amazon that you return it. You know, after 40 days, it doesn't work. You just return it. It's your child. It's your child. It's your family. It's your child. Finish. What can you do? So I told them, and now, if this person would come from out of town and he comes with his bunch of wilder children, you don't want them in your cheder. I understand you. Okay, it's you. You're not machut. You accept everything. But it's your family. It's your family. This person has sent his older child and his second child and his third child to you, and you were very happy with them. So now that he's got a fourth child, which this child is a problem child. So why is it the father's problem? It's your problem. It's your family as much as the father's problem. If that mishpacha has been sending to this yeshiva, to this thing, all the things, so it's, you're the father of children, it's a shutfas, the father and the manal together. Just like the father can't turn around and say, return this one, this is faulty. So you can't turn around and say, return this faulty. It's a shutfas. And a mother told me 2 weeks ago, she went to a thing and she cried to take back her child. And they just didn't listen, they couldn't turn down. But the Wenschlem state as it doesn't help to come to the Moshe with money, it doesn't help these other things. And do it's faket. You come with Hoyin Voisha, then you're accepted. And you come with Shari Demoris, you're not accepted. And the Rebbeinu Shleinim is Druchim. There's a Baisa with a Chofetz Chaim. I read this story as far as I remember it. Historically, it's difficult to know how correct it is. And I read the story. As the Chofetz Chaim came to a town, and the Choshuvim from the town all came to see him, one after another. Chofetz Chaim, one person came in, Chofetz Chaim said, I don't want to see you. He's Ramesh from the Choshuvim in town, came again, I don't want to see you. So they asked, what's wrong with him? So he said, this person was the head of one of the chadorim in town, and he sent out a little boy because he didn't pay. The boy was called Levi Bronstein. Who was Levi Bronstein? Levi Bronstein later was Leon Trotsky. Later, the biggest communist, the biggest Russia, the biggest head of the Red Army. He said, if you wouldn't have sent him out, who knows what would have happened to him. As I state the Meiser, historically, I don't know, because it says he came from an anti-religious family. The communists say he came from an anti-religious family who was a wealthy family. So maybe they mixed up the names in the story. The story is a story, as I get, there's a similar story with B'Shul Salamta. It was in the Pneum a few weeks ago. B'Shul Salamta came to a town, and this was 40 years earlier, and the Katanistan, they used to take children, Rahman al-Islam, and there was an almona, and she had a child, and they took this child, and instead of giving their own child, when the Katanistan came and they asked for a child, so they gave this child of this almona. This was in Salant. So Salant was called because he used to live there. He came back to his town in Salant, and he came there, and they made a big kiddush for him, and he got up and he said, I've come to this town, I'm leaving straight away, even on Shabbos, you buy a nice esrog, you're mahad in the Shabbos, and you're rotzchim, you're prepared to give away a child to the Katanistan, where he won't keep Shabbos, and he might even not live. I'm not having this town. And he ran away out of the town. They all were very shocked that he should do that to them, and they did something about it, and they managed to get the child back. Akolponim, this is all the same Maaseh Amalek, some to a greater degree, a smaller degree, Maaseh Amalek, that don't look after those that are schwacher. Don't look after those that are schwacher, that need more help. So I'm allowed to say already, you're allowed to take out the files after 20 years. But at one time I was a manal in a moysad in Manchester. It's over 20 years ago, so I can say. And there was taka boys that were not in any moysad. And I took them in. It wasn't easy. I took them, had to make special break times, different to the rest of the moysad, and special this, special that. But I can say one thing, wrong 20 years later, and 80% of those boys today are Baruch Hashem married, with children, happy families. It's possible. It's possible. But Everything's possible. This is avodas hakodesh, what a person should do. There's a story from David Goldwasser, you know, he speaks, an American speaker. He's got a gewaldige. He went with the Moshe once, Moshe Feinstein, to a cheder. Moshe was going to the cheder, he's going to daven there, and afterwards he's going to tell each one a brocha for each person that was in the cheder. So David was with him, he speaks, he's a good speaker, David Goldwasser, as he says, I was next to Moshe, and I could gnash from him halachas on the way, and as we went through, he said to each one, brocha, 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 each one he said, brocha. So then, there came up as a child, and he was a smart child, he was up in America, he was a clever child, so the Menal said to Moshe, give him a brocha, he's a very special child, So Moshe said, by me, they're all special. They're all smart. Nishtuk hachilik, they're all smart. Who knows? The Gemara's Aleph, Lichnosin, the Echad Yotze. Do we know already when they're 7 years old who's going to be the Echad Yotze? I think the Maestas was a real diskin. There was a Melamed, was not much good. The Melamed wasn't much good. And he came, he wanted to go to Chutz Loretz, he wanted to collect money. So he wanted a ksav from the Maharil Diskin, that he is a good Melamed, and he should give him a ksav that he can go collecting. So the Diskin turned to him and he said to him, I think it was with Diskin, he says to him, tell me, your Melamed, how many children have you got? 20 in the kitter. Very nice. Do you think any of your children would be Moshiach? Telling my kitter to be Moshiach? So he said, I'm not giving you a letter. He didn't want to give him anyway. He said, I'm not giving you a ksav. So my children, 6 years old, any of them will be Moshiach. I've got normal children. Normal children. He said, every day you say, Al Tigu Bimshichoi. The Gemara Zogt, Al Tigu Bimshichoi, Eilu Tinoikes Shabbos Rabbah. Al Tigu Bimshichoi, Tinoikes Shabbos Rabbah. The Tinoikes Shabbos Rabbah, they'll become the Moshiach. If you don't appreciate that one of your children, you don't have to know today who it's going to be. If you don't look after the children, and you don't learn with the children in a way that they should be, they should have the opportunity to become a Mashiach. You know, a Melamed. This is a story that the Melamed, there was this terrible class in a school. So nobody wanted to teach them. They gave it up. So a new teacher came in, they gave him a teacher. And they wrote down the names of the boys, and he wrote down the marks that they got last year. Out of 100%, they were like 20, 10, 9, 10, Kfelach class. The Melamed taught them, and he was very good class. They learned very well and everything. End of the year, they went to him and said to him, how do you manage? So he said, I taught them like, no. Yeah, but didn't you see at the beginning of the year, the marks were so bad, and now they're so good. He said, I didn't think they were marks. I thought that was the number in the class, what you showed me. The numbers in the class, I didn't know they were marks. He went in with a look, as Al Tigil B'mshicha, Tanoika Shabbos Rabban. He didn't know that this was a not good class. So he taught me, that's how we have to look at it. So it's Nishkan Afkamina, whether it's a Yosem Achayav, a Yosem Loib Achayav. Everyone has to be taught on the same Inyan. Does the Takon of Nishir Ben Gamla. Does that, Amalek went and took the Shvacha. In Bemis, it's not just in children, it's in a person as well. Person, Amalek will come to every person when he's vulnerable, when he's weak. Amalek won't come to a person on Yom Kippur and tell him to go and eat. Amalek won't come on Yom Kippur and tell him, maybe Pinchas says over the story that somebody fell in the middle, after Koyrim, they saw that everybody got up and this person didn't get up. He stayed on the ground after when they fell Koyrim in the middle of the Avoida. So they thought maybe he chalished. So they were looking one thing. So before people were more affluent, so the paper that they used wasn't clean paper, it was old newspaper. So they found he was reading the New York Times. In the middle of the Nebuch, he was reading the New York Times, and nothing better to read. So most people, I think, Amalek won't get into somebody in the middle of Ne'ila, or in the middle of Avodah and Yom Kippur. Amalek knows, if you see the New York Times there, even you'll know, no, I'm saying, Sorry, Yitzhak, please leave me. Now, that will leave for the office. Now, I'm in the middle of that void on Yom Kippur, and he'll go and get up quickly and crumple it up and throw it away. Abba, Amalek does come to somebody when he's schwach, and once he has come, does the trap. Once Amalek has come to somebody when he's schwach, then he'll continue to go to the person afterwards, and he'll go weiter. the Oidim Zuktach, the first cigarette that he had was on Purim. When on Purim he had the first cigarette. Afterwards the Shingang and Weiter. The Chaim Kaufman, finished with this, Chaim Kaufman said to Moedi Kavod. The Gemara Zuktach, the Eitzor has got Sheva Shemus. Seven Shemus, the Gemara Zuktach, the Gemara Zuktach Eitzor. First, the Gemara says like this, Numbeis, on the base in Sukkah, the Gemara says, Im Pogaloch Menuvel Zeh, if this manuvel, the Yetzirah, comes to you, or shcheir le Beis HaMedrash, schlep him right into the Beis HaMedrash. And then what? So Chaim Kaufman, and then what? And in Beis HaMedrash, there's no Yetzirah. There's Yetzirah in Beis HaMedrash as well. Talking and davening, and not learning, and chaffering somebody else. Yetzirah, Shon Shvadron, the Tamaisa, want to know the Yetzirah in Beis HaMedrash, Shon Shvadron, the Tamaisa, that there was somebody standing outside, Zukta, and he was calling, it was late, 11 o'clock at night, and he was calling, Mariv, 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 Mariv. Kids say he was up to 8, 9, 9. And then a 10th person ran in and he said, I've got Yahrzeit tonight. Please let me down. Now we've got 10 people. Let me down. I've got Yahrzeit for my mother. I forgot I've got Yahrzeit for the night. So this person says, I made this minion. You're not davening. I called together. I've been standing outside 10 minutes. He didn't have Yahrzeit even. I've put together this minion. You're not davening. So to Shonas Father God, he didn't let him daven, even though Yana had Haka Yotzeit. He didn't let him daven. He went to daven, found Nomad with a talis, and Ashkenazi daven with a talis. So the Gemara says that in Mashiach HaKimon, Esau will want to go into Gan Eden, when he's atach betalisoi, and he'll stand there, he wants to go into Gan Eden. I don't see Gemara. So the Shon Shvadron, you don't need to wait for Esau to be going. So the Shon, Esau steht bei Nomad, and I daven far Nomad. He couldn't give away his bratel to somebody else. He couldn't give away Nebuch. He's got Yotzeit, and you couldn't give it, because I made this minion. So there's a lot of Yetzirah in the Smedrish as well. So those of Shad, Moshchei le Bismedrish, take him into Bismedrish. Freitel noch HaKasha. The Gemara is up to Nomad Aleph, in the same Gemara, Sheva Shemus Yeshloi le Yetzirah. Ra, the whole load of seven names. It doesn't say Menuvel. Don't say Menuvel. Here steht, Pogelach Menuvel. Sogt du Chaim Kaufmann, Sogt du Chaim There's two types of Yetzirahs. There's the Yetzirah in the gas, and the Yetzirah in the Smedrish. The Yetzirah in the Smedrish is an idle Yetzirah. It's a different type of Yetzirah. The Yetzirah in the street, thus is the Menuvel, the Yetzirah. The Menuvel, the Yetzirah, hopefully, we won't bring into the Smedrish. Amalek is outside the Onan. His Amalek is outside. He is outside. He's the Menuvel, the Yetzirah. He is that Yetzirah which he's trying, but hopefully we have our Nani covered around us, which won't let us in. The case we should be able to look after ourselves, and even the times when we feel a bit weak, we feel schwach, we should know that's the time the Yetzirah takes. And the young ones, the old ones, the Yetzirah tries on everybody.
He has a question.
The other person should have taken it. He didn't let him.